This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Throughout this brief series on the topic of joy, we have found a good number of reasons why Christians should be characterized by joy. But if you are at a place where it is hard for you to find any reason to rejoice, then Paul has one final point to make. Rejoice in the Lord. Before he warns Christians to watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil in 3:2, he encourages them to rejoice in the Lord, chapter 3, verse 1. Then in chapter 4, verse 2, Paul challenges two leading women in the church who by their own conflict are negatively impacting the church to reconcile and agree with each other in the Lord. He immediately follows these instructions with the command, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I will say it again, rejoice. In other words, we should make it a practice to focus and work at meditating on the person of Christ. Even if you don't seem to have any other reason to rejoice, rejoice because you know Him. Everything else in our lives is at best transitory and unpredictable. If it is something good, enjoy it while you can, even if it is something good others do, but with a wrong motive, especially if designed to hurt you. Look for the silver lining. If something good is done, even though based on less than desirable motives, rejoice in the good that is being done. But if you can't find a silver lining and don't see anything that would prompt you to rejoice, then focus on the one who alone gives you reason to rejoice. He loves you, gave his life for you, and will never leave you nor forsake you. You have every reason to rejoice in Jesus Christ always.